Let me give you a train of thought. Why people, what is the difference between the spiritual realm and the natural realm when we take something via experience? For example, you would feel, many people have felt when they dream that they are unable to move, or, you know, they would try to run away from someone, and that person is always catching up with them. And while they're trying to run away, it feels like they cannot move and they are stuck, or it feels like their arm is moving slowly. Now, the reason why these things are happening, listen, those on YouTube, just press the thumbs up button for me quickly. I see we have 55 people on there. I know it's a strange time I came on. It's not a lot of viewers at this time of the day, but click the thumbs up button for me quickly. Like the broadcast. It'll just help with the with getting it to the rest of our subscribers. Thank you so much. So you would feel like you are unable to move fast in a dream. And what is the reason of this? It is because when you are not, now, those who are in your mystical side will call it your ethereal body. Let me just say, when you are in the spiritual realm, when you are in the realm of the spirit, meaning when you dream, your physical body is asleep and your spiritual body is awake. God can speak to your spirit is awake, your spirit never sleeps. I just have a bit of a cold and some allergies. So in a dream, you try to run, but you cannot run. And the reason is because you're trying to apply a physical law to a spiritual realm. I'm going to say it again. You apply a physical law to a spiritual realm. And then you would shift over into a lucid dream. Just listen to me on this and you'll understand what I'm saying now. Then you move over to a lucid dream. And all of a sudden, you can feel, but wait, I just think about a place and I'm there. And then those who understand the difference between a normal dream and a lucid dream, and we do those things in our dream interpretation course, in our dream course, and especially in the prophetic retreat, I'm going to get into lucid dreaming and why it is that many prophets lucid dream, what is the purpose of it. But you would travel by thoughts. In the spiritual realm, your thoughts is your vehicle of travel, of transportation. Your thoughts is also your words. We can see that in the scripture. We see that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It says in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13, that Lucifer, you said in your own heart, if I may exalt my throne above the heavens. But you said it in your own heart. You meditated, you thought about it in your heart. The moment you thought about it, it became a reality. So in heaven, thoughts are words, and we are judged on our thoughts. We also travel on thoughts. And those on Facebook, just stay patient for me. Sometimes the signal drops, but it'll come back. So what happens is in a dream, when you try to apply physical force in running, you will be unable to move. But the moment you have the ability to think, you can move there by speed. So that is the difference. And the moment you're unable to move is because you've fallen into a realm of density. You've become more dense, and this natural world is dense. And that is why people and believers would even feel more lighter when they fast. They would feel more connected with God when they fast, because their body would become light. We see the law of spiritual photosynthesis beginning to take place. Remember, plants have to live off photosynthesis. And they live of the light that comes from the sun, the natural sun. As believers, we live of a light called the glory of God, which comes from the Son of God, which is the spiritual sun. So, and there's a law of photosynthesis that begins to take place. It begins to give us life. It begins to give us strength. It is our life force. So the light of God, the fire of God, is the life force of a believer. What I mean by the life force, it's what gives you the energy of heaven. It's what gives you the ability to function for God. But thinking of all of this, I was thinking of why is prayer not being answered. So I said this a lot of times over the last 2-3 weeks that I've been preaching. I said that prayer is not answered because, number one, God has already answered prayer. Prayer is not answered. Number two, because there are some prayers that God wants us to answer ourselves. Number three, prayer is not answered because we don't have the right sound, spiritual tone coming out of our hearts. Number three, prayer is not, from before, prayer is not answered because we pray shallow prayers and not prayers of depth. Number five, prayers are not answered because we are not holy. Now, stay with me with this one. I might preach on it on Sunday. People don't understand holiness. People misunderstand holiness. People don't understand what the holiness of God means. When the Bible says, be holy as I am holy, it is a command. The book of Peter says, be holy, for I am holy. Be holy as I am holy. What is holiness? The holiness of God is connected to the fear of God. It is what we call a healthy fear of God. A lot of people are double-minded because they are not holy. The word holy simply means the integrity of God. It means that God's word is lined up with his actions and lined up with his nature and his being. So when God speaks, it lines up with his nature and his character, and it lines up with his actions. So when God speaks, it is his character that is speaking, and he will do it. You can bet your life that God will do as he speaks. And our prayer is not being answered because we are not holy. We don't have integrity. So we are not saying what we will do. We say one thing and we do another thing. And God knows, because you are not moving in integrity, you're not walking in integrity, you are not integrated. Remember, holiness is integrity. Integrity means to be fully integrated. It is a person that is fully integrated is a person that is whole. They mean what they say, they do what they say, and they are what they say. They are their word. So you are only as true as what your word is. A lot of people say one thing and they do another. So when they go to prayer double-minded. They pray for one thing, but they believe another thing, or they do another thing. And God cannot answer that prayer, because then God would become unholy by answering a prayer that is unholy. God is looking for a prayer that is holy, that is integrated. And then because God is holy, he can answer that prayer. But because God is holy and we are unholy, we are not carrying integrity. I'm not speaking for everybody. This is why a believer has to have an encounter with God to become fully integrated. Once they are fully integrated, they become holy. The moment they become holy, that is now when God answers prayer. That is why the scripture says, be holy as I am holy. And then the Bible says, the pure in heart, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. What is the pure in heart? The word pure means holy. So blessed are the holy. The word pure means to be single focused. Blessed are the pure in heart, those who are holy in heart, for they will see God. Not in heaven one day, but here on earth. They'll be able to keep their eyes on Jesus Christ. They'll see their circumstances changing towards their good. They'll see God in play in their lives. So holiness always has to do with a separation from the world towards God. When we separate from the world towards him, we become integrated, we become whole. So many Christians are not whole. They fear man and they don't fear God. And because they fear man, they say one thing and they do another thing. Because they live to fulfill the joy of others and not the joy of themselves. And people underestimate the power of self-care. People underestimate the power of self-care. People underestimate the power of self-care. So in essence, God says, if you are holy, then I will manifest myself to you. Me and my Father will make our home in your house. I will manifest myself to you. So holiness is very important for your prayer to be answered. Holiness, someone is asking, this is asking, can one become unholy after being holy? It's all about, guys, it's all about what you know what holiness is. People think holiness is not sinning. People think holiness is not sinning. No, no, no. Holiness is being single-minded, having integrity, letting your word be as you are and fit your action. So God is holy because he has integrity. He's fully integrated. He cannot answer prayer. Does one ask everybody on YouTube, please click the thumbs up button for me on this broadcast so that our other subscribers and viewers can get it. I'll appreciate your thumbs up button. I see already over 50 has pressed it. Those on Facebook, you can share the broadcast, tag somebody. We've been kind of like limited on Facebook for some time, and I don't think Facebook is showing our page to people. But it is okay. We will be setting up some backup things. So holiness is very important. People's prayers are not being answered. If you only came on now, please watch this from the beginning so that you can catch the context. People's prayers are not being answered because they are not holy. God cannot, if God answers their prayers, he will move out of holiness and move into unholiness. And God cannot move to unholiness because God is, his character is, he is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. His character is that he abides by his word. He is his word. He says he is unchangeable. His word is unchangeable. The Bible says, in fact, everything will pass away except what is penned by the word of God. It says everything will pass away. I'm just looking for the scripture to see if I can find it. So people can spend hours in prayer and not get any answer because they are not holy. They fear man, they don't fear God. They are not integrated. They are not whole inside. They don't carry the shalom of God, the wholeness of God. So this is when it comes a person being double-minded. They say one thing and they do another. They say one thing, but their character shows another. They say one thing, but they don't stick to their word. They say one thing and they do another thing. They are not holy. They are not integrated. When a person is not integrated, they become a danger to others and themselves. They cannot succeed. God cannot prosper them. They cannot see the Lord because they are not integrated. So holiness means integrated, fully integrated. To be fully integrated means to have integrity, to say what you will do and what your character is. And a person who's double-minded and unstable in all he does is demonstrating a life of unholiness because they have continual inconsistencies. And God cannot answer their prayer because they are inconsistent. They are not showing the character of holiness. So how do I live holiness? To be consistent, to have integrity. It's got nothing to do with sin. So God is saying, if you ask of me for something and then you doubt it, that I'll give it to you, I cannot answer it. I cannot give it to you. Because the moment I do, I move from holiness to unholiness. I can only meet somebody that is holy. That's all I'm saying, be holy as I am holy. Holiness means one. That is why in the book of Chronicles, when the ministers and the minstrels and the instruments were all worshiping the Lord with one voice, the glory of the Lord came down. One voice. When the disciples were praying in one accord, in one place, in Acts chapter number 2, the fire of God came down. In Acts chapter number 4, they were praying again, one mind, one passion, and the boldness of God came down upon them. But holiness means one. It means to be one, to be integrated. So many people are damaged through trauma. Many people are damaged through childhood trauma, through childhood abuse, through traumatic moments, through things, or they have allowed their mind to be dominated by the fear of man. They cannot be holy. They cannot be whole. They cannot carry God the way they should because they cannot see Jesus. Only the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see the Lord. Blessed are the holy in heart, for they will see the Lord. So holiness denotes the concept of being integrated. Integrated comes from the word integrity. Integrity means what I say I do, and what I do is who I am. It is three things. It means I'm one. And God, when he's what he says he will do and what he does and says is who he is. That's why God is holy. That's why he expects us to be holy. So how do you get the presence of God in your life? Simply be a person that is holy. Holiness has everything to do with your mouth and almost nothing to do with sin. Am I saying you can sin? Absolutely not. The Bible is against it. But we miss the concept of holiness. Holiness is to be integrated. If somebody wants to be in the presence of God, they need to be holy. What does it say? Who is able to come to the mountains of the Lord? Who can come to his holy hill? Who can stand in his presence? The one whose hands are clean and whose heart is clean. And holy. Let me read it. I think it is Psalm chapter number 15. And there's 2, verse 1 and 25 as well. Let me read Psalm 15. Who may stand in my presence while you? Those who lead a blameless life and do what is right, speaking the truth with sincere hearts. Those who refuse to gossip, this is a different translation, actually. Those who lend money without... Let me see the other one. I'm actually reading it out of a wrong translation here. But it says, those who have clean hearts, clean hands and a pure heart. Those who have clean hands and a holy heart. Here it is. Psalm 24, verse 3. Who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Only those whose hands and hearts are holy and do not worship idols. So who can stand in the presence of God? Whose hands and hearts are holy, separated, or one, or clean. But it's relative to their voice. So this is why people's prayer are not being answered. Those who are impure cannot see God. The priests in the Old Testament had to go into the tabernacle, into the Holy of Holies. Sorry, the things are falling here. Those who I don't know why the stand is not holding up. The priests who went into the tabernacle, they had to go in holy. If they did not go in holy and they went in unholy, death, they were dying. It was not God who was killing them because he liked it. It was because holiness met unholiness. Very simple. So Jesus is saying, seek me with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your passion, with your spirit, soul, and body, all your strength. But he's putting characteristics together. He says, you cannot only seek me with your mind and not your heart. You have to seek me with your mind, your heart, and your passion, and your attention, your strength. And then I will show up. And a lot of people seek him in an not integrated way. They seek him in one part, but the other parts of their lives is not integrated. They are not holy. They cannot live a worldly life, or they're gossiping here, or they're talking there, or they're fearing here. They're doing this, they're doing that. And then they have one voice that goes to God, and the Lord is not listening to them. Their prayers cannot reach heaven because they are not holy. Hope this makes sense. I know we don't have a lot of people. I think we have 250 on or so between the two platforms. So not a lot of people on right now. Our social media platforms have been affected quite a bit. But let me know if you understood what I was saying here. Let me know if you understood what I was saying here about the holiness of God. I see Facebook is just battling to connect. I hope you guys can hear and see me on Facebook. And guys, listen, tomorrow morning we're starting our prayer meeting at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is our congregational prayer meeting. I'll be leading it. Fernando is saying still not clear. Well, Fernando, if you can listen to this from the beginning, if you have listened from this from the beginning, I was pretty straight on what holiness means. It means integrity. What integrity means, it means to be fully integrated. Fully integrated means to say what you mean, what you will do, and who you are. God is his word. He will do his word, and it is his character. It is his nature. Meaning, God will never say something. God will never say something outside of his character. How do we judge prophecy? Is that prophecy consistent with God's character? So how do you see somebody that is holy? How do you know I can trust this person? I can work with this person. I can walk a road with this person. Are they holy? How do I determine if they're holy? Are they a person of their word? Will they die for their word? Will they bleed for their word? Is their word consistent with their character? Or do you have a constant uneasy feeling around them? That, this person is going to gossip about me the moment they leave me. The moment they leave my presence, they're going to gossip about me. It means that person is not holy. That's why God is against gossipers. That's why God is against slanderers. That's why God is against opening their ears, because it affects the holiness of a person, the integrity, the integration part of a person. It makes them from one unit to, it makes them double-minded. How does the devil take people out of a church? By bringing another voice. How does the devil take people out of the church? By bringing another voice, to bring division, to bring separation, to bring from one to two, from holiness, from integration to not being integrated, from one to two. You get it? So when I open up my ears, and this happens all over in the church world, when I am not established, the devil can make me unholy by separating me. Now I become a double-minded man. Now guess what? Now I'm taken by every wind of doctrine. I'm taken by every wind of doctrine. Now the next best preacher is coming around, and I want to follow him. I know people, oh dear Lord Jesus, they follow anything that smells like an anointing. Anything that smells like an anointing. Then they buy this church, then they buy that church, then they buy this church. They are not holy. They're not integrated. They're not one. They're not one. God is looking for that, you know. I'm also going to preach a message this Sunday on the trees of the Lord. Don't miss this Sunday. You don't want to miss this Sunday. The trees of the Lord. And with our partners, I'm going to get into the Garden of Eden, maybe the Garden of God. When Adam fell, remember when Adam fell, it wasn't Adam as an individual. Adam there also speaks of mankind. I don't want to get into this right now. When Adam ate of the fruit, it wasn't one person eating of the fruit. It was symbolic of man eating fruit. Through one man, sin came in. Through the first Adam, sin came in. Through the second Adam, the last Adam, Jesus Christ, sin was dealt with. So even though Adam is one man, as we read on later, but the actual concept in Genesis and in the Garden of Eden, and we also have the Garden of God that's different to the Garden of Eden, it is speaking of the concept of mankind that fell. That is why it's so confusing to many people. Think, but how can God make one man and then out of there? No. There was, when it comes to the creation of God, it is totally different to how we can think in our physical natural mind. So I'm going to speak about trees. What does the Bible say about trees? Who are trees? Who are trees? What are trees? Who are trees? What happens to trees? So the devil comes and whisper and removes holiness from a person. And that is why people usually, when they leave a church or so, and they, how many times have I heard the story where people say they are so confused? They don't know if they're making the right decision. Listen, that should already be to you a turning point. That another voice came in. Another split came in. A separation came in. And now there's confusion. Now there's double-mindedness. Now I don't know which to hear. I don't know if it is God or not. Holiness is not there. A person needs to retreat, get back into holiness, get back integrated so that they can hear from God. Many people think they hear God, but they are not integrated. They hear other voices. So yeah, I see people that look like trees. So actually there his spiritual eyes was first opened. Then his natural eyes was opened. So when his spiritual eyes were open, he said, I see people like trees. But I'll get to that on Sunday. Trees. And I'm going to get into why God doesn't answer prayer in relation to holiness. And we'll see how it goes on Sunday. But we're on a whole season of, or a series of prayer. So, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve moved by thoughts. He had his spiritual body. In the Garden of Eden, Adam's spirit was outside of his body. After the fall, Adam's spirit was in his body. The man's spirit was in his body. I'm going to say it again. In the garden, before the fall of man, the spirit of man was outside of his body. After the fall, the spirit of man was in his body. And that is where you get the density levels. That's why you cannot run in a dream, because you try to apply a physical action to a spiritual realm. That is why the way that you travel in a dream, and if you advanced in a dream, you can have a lucid dream. And when you have a lucid dream, how do you travel? By thought. So in the spiritual realm, we travel by thought, and our words are thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so easy. Jesus says, if you lust after a woman, your heart is as if you commit adultery. Lucifer, you just thought in your heart, if I exalt my throne above the heavens, to be like God, and God judged you on the thought of your heart. So why do people fly in dreams? Because the density is different. The spiritual realm has a lighter sense of density than the natural realm. So when we fall as man, we fall into density. Why is, I can touch on so many subjects, which I'm not going to do too much. That is why gluttony, overeating, is such a big sin. Or that is why overeating affects it, because it takes you deeper into density. Food takes you deeper into density. Whenever you eat less food, you stay closer to God. Not in salvation, but in just your connection with Him. So when we speak about the creation of man, the Garden of Eden, remember you had the Garden of God where Lucifer ruled from. Then you had the Garden of Eden where Adam ruled from. Lucifer ruled from the Garden of God. Adam and Eve ruled from the Garden of Eden. We rule from. Jesus ruled from the Garden of Gethsemane. And then there's a garden we rule from. It's actually four gardens in scripture that I'm going to get into now. But we see the Garden of God, the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Gethsemane. And right now, the Bible says, what is the other garden when we get into the new covenant? It's the garden of our hearts. That the soil of our hearts, which means our heart is soil. That if a seed falls, it'll give birth 30-fold, 60-fold. No, it'll increase 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Your garden is your heart is a garden. So that's why the Bible says, guard your heart, for out of it flows forth the issues of life. The word garden comes from the word guard. So a garden needs to be guarded. That's why the cherubims was placed around the garden with swords. So your heart is a garden that needs to be guarded. A garden is where God meets you. A garden is where the Lord visits you. It was in the Garden of Eden that the voice of the Lord walked in the cool of the day. It is in the garden of your hearts that God will come and visit you and walk with you. Your heart is not a physical organ. Your heart is a location. Your heart is a spiritual location that you can visit. Hope you guys understand. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to see you tomorrow morning for prayer. The Zoom links will be sent out to all our people. Maybe we will be on live stream on Facebook, YouTube, not sure yet. But the YouTube, the Zoom links will be sent out to all our people, and we're going to get into congregational prayer. And we're going to pray Wednesday morning, every Wednesday morning, 5 a.m. in the morning. We're going to pray for 1 hour for a lot of things. God bless you. We'll speak to you later.